views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to those callers, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio. You know, we'll just with the theme of empowerment and belief in ourselves with today's topic, with belief and hope, miracles happen. You know, I received a call from a longtime listener's husband who wanted to book a session with me. He saw the enormous changes that had occurred in his wife after we had our session together. And he said he desperately needed help. Now, let's call him Jim. Jim, it's not his real name, but Jim was a classroom teacher, and he'd always longed to rise to the position of being a principal, or as he called it, a teacher that teaches teachers how to teach. Now, over the years, the alarm bells became louder to fulfill his heartfelt longings of becoming a principal. So he decided that he really needed to increase his credentials, which is exactly what he did. With his increased certification and his master's degree, he searched constantly to find a position, but kept coming up empty year after year. You know, when I spoke to him, he said that he didn't get a job as a principal because there were just too many overqualified people for too few jobs, and that good-paying jobs like these were scarce. He also said that he and his wife longed to move to northern New Jersey, as their neighborhood in the South had changed for the worst over the past 8 years. But with not getting a better job, there is no way they could afford to move, as the northern suburbs were more expensive. In addition, Jim told me that he was suffering from back problems, skin rashes, shortness of breath, and he was not sleeping at night. The more he spoke, the more the posse of angels showed me a leaf that had was caught in an eddy, and it had Jim's face on it. This Jim leaf was caught in a countercurrent and a downward spiral created by his thoughts and his beliefs in lack and focusing on a defeatist attitude of not being able to achieve his desires and his dreams. Well, firstly, the posse of angels swooped in and they reminded Jim that there's only what he desires. Actually, everyone, there only is what each and every one of us desires. Now, this was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable revelation to him as he thought he was in fierce competition with everyone else, fighting over the same few jobs. I went on to paint him a very vivid picture of just how multidimensional we all are. And there is actually a different reality for each one of us, depending on our desires and our focus, our intentions, and our energies. I then explained that until he changed the sad and sorry tale that he kept retelling himself over and over again about not being able to get a job, that he would never, ever be able to achieve what he felt in his heart was his due, because his feelings were so energetically opposite and disparate to what he desired. Knowing this, and by really allowing this to settle on the deepest part of our soul, then it doesn't matter how many people in the world are going for a job. What matters is that whatever you ask for and faithfully hold to and believe in must manifest for you. Most people do not believe this as A, it doesn't appear immediately, and B, it doesn't appear in the expected way that they think it would appear. You know, for the rest of the sessions, I shared with him tried and true simple exercises that he could focus on and practice that would help turn his desperate, sad energies into those that were grateful, positive, and optimistic. By letting the grace of God work in his life, I also told him by that changing his perception from lack to being grateful and feeling so blessed and abundant that he would easily draw a job to himself that fulfilled his desires. I also added that as a result of putting his focus on thanking God for his current blessings and for the wonderful job that God and the angels were helping to orchestrate this great new job of his, well, I explained to him that his physical symptoms and problems would greatly diminish. It was 4 weeks later that I received this email from Jim. I just wanted to let you know and to thank you and the posse of angels for your guidance. I'm happy to say that last night I was named principal at a terrific elementary school. I know that our session together and my changed positive outlook made all the difference. My wife and I both send well wishes. Now, not only this, but he went on to tell me that his back problems, his shortness of breath, and not sleeping had magically disappeared, and that the principal's job that he was offered was in the northern suburbs, precisely where they initially desired to move. Now, fancy that. What a coincidence. Jim told the universe exactly what he desired. And what clinched this deal with God was that he decided to now sprinkle the energy of belief into the mix. And then voila, those changed energies occurred and miracles happened. Now, the posse of angels, here they come in. They're saying that our having faith is not the belief that God will do what we want, but rather the belief that he, she, all that is, creator, universe, will do what is in our highest good and the highest good of all concerned. Now, in this way, all prayers are answered. They just are. But because through our humanness, we have such a linear, limited view of life, our prayers are answered in the how and when of God's timing to work out for the best. Now, this entails enormous trust and, above all, patience on our part. But I can tell you, there have been many times in life when I pleaded, I begged, I screamed at God for not answering my prayers in my timing. And when the prayers were eventually answered in his, her way, I said, oh my gosh, thank you, God, for holding off, because it would not have turned out as miraculous and wonderful because all those necessary pieces of the puzzle had not been revealed in for it to happen in the most divine and miraculous way. You know, listeners, the interesting thing about us believing and trusting and having faith in ourselves and our dreams is to ask ourselves, why are we practicing these things in the first place? Okay, my lovely client didn't begin to change his outlook from despair and desperation to being trusting and having faith in order to influence God. No, no. But his change to optimism and having positive outlook was actually to change the nature of himself. And as many of us have experienced, it's only by changing from within does our world begin to change on the outside. You know, everyone, you need to believe in things that haven't happened yet, for they never, ever will manifest into the physical form without that energy of belief behind them. For in every moment that we entertain even the slightest, the smallest doubt that we are restricted as to what we want to become, we actually stop the flow of that energetic alignment with the universe for that desire to become real in the physical realm. You know, what I've learned about my heartfelt dreams is to hang in there and not let anything or anyone shake my belief in them. I've learned to practice the art of staying connected to my dreams, never allowing myself to be distracted or perhaps too busy or too tired. And I've certainly never taken my dreams for granted. For you know, these dreams are mine. They're nobody else's. Somebody else might have a similar dream, but they're not exactly like mine. And they are unique and special only to me, as they are God-given and co-created with Divine Source. And everyone has free will and free choice to have their dreams. You know what? What actually sets us apart and makes us individuals is how much we believe in our dreams. One of the greatest blessings that we can give ourselves is to have belief, faith, and trust in ourselves, and to hold fast to the deep knowing that each and every one of us is under the providence of God and the angels. And as such, they again indicate the how and the when of our lives working out. This is why it's so vastly important to release all expectations and all attachments. Because after all, we are here not to tick things off a checklist, We are here for our soul's growth. And because a lot and so much has been veiled from us, we have no idea what would be most beneficial for our soul's growth and for what would then help us to grow, expand, experience, and to be challenged. So it's so vastly important is to allow God and the angels to have that providence of you look over the how of the when of fulfilling my prayers and intentions. I will just go about creatively and passionately creating my life and keeping my vibrational frequencies high. Now, in fact, this is such a strong inherent right and gift that we've all been given, this gift of having God and angels, having the providence of how and when our lives work out as children of God, that by letting go and surrendering the expectations and attachments, we actually allow for infinite possibilities to create miracles in our lives. We, as spiritual beings, having a human experience, have free will. But it's our programming about having to know where we're going and knowing the how and the when of life working out. It actually constricts and stops us from trusting and having faith that the universe will provide and deliver for us. You know what? I was thinking about this subject of believing and hoping and having faith and how much faith I have in the universe, in God and the angels. And I actually accept, I welcome the feeling of not knowing where I am going. Now, many of you may be thinking, how can anyone be comfortable with that? Well, okay, let me explain. I know in the deepest part of my soul that God and the angels wish the absolute best for me, for my highest good. And with God's infinite wisdom, he, she, creator, source, universe, all that is clearly and can clearly see all the connections and all the situations that need to magically come together for this to happen for the best of all concerned. Now, in my limited form, no matter how psychic and telepathic we are, we cannot. So instead of worrying and spending countless hours trying to figure life out, I've trained myself to love not knowing where I'm going. Because as a child of God, I know that I am on a need-to-know basis. If I've not been given a sign of how, where, or when to step forward toward the fulfillment of my heartfelt wishes, I wait on a sign from God and the angels. But I don't wait and do nothing. I serve the divine within me by creatively bringing forth my gifts and talents. And that thing for me is writing. And by doing so, I feel alive. I feel enthusiastic. I feel joyful. And you know, when I have worried about life in the past, life was just plain hard. It was downright difficult. And I constantly had to push in order for things to work out in my way. And most of the time, I was rewarded with some sort of a result. But to be quite honest with you, it was absolutely a compromise. And in the end, it certainly was not very satisfying. Now, is living like this in belief, faith, and trust easy? Well, it absolutely is not. It goes against everything we've been programmed to do, which is worrying and pushing and fearing and controlling and playing small and keeping the status quo. But having lived this way for the better part of 15 years, I find that it's only when I'm in a state of complete suspension and surrender and with absolutely no place to land in sight that it forces my wings to unfurl in order for me to fly unrestricted. And as I fly along, buoyed by the grace, protection, and guidance of God and the angels, I may not be aware of my destination, but the magic in life happens because I've had the faith to let God be the wind beneath my wings and allow His winds to carry me and to give me direction. You know, everyone, many people have a dream, a goal, and an idea that really excites them. But so often, the reason that they stop themselves from believing in their dreams comes from a so-called authority figure or expert telling them why their dream cannot be realized and why they are not skilled enough or good enough to go after that dream. You know, it reminds me when I was 15 or 16 years old, when I met with my high school career counselor. Now, this was in 1971. I told them, when they asked me what I wanted to be, I said I wanted to be a writer. They laughed at me and they said, "What do you want to be, a starving writer? You can't be that. You have to do something sensible." And they told me to be a teacher. Fast forward to 2006, when I started writing books, and my last two novels went number one internationally on Amazon in 5 different countries. That was 2 years ago. So with this in mind about authority figures and so-called experts telling us what we can't go after in life, I thought it would be fun to take a look at some of these people who were told, definitely do not go after your dreams, to see if their belief in themselves, and see where the belief in themselves took them. Okay, maybe you'd like to play along. The vice president of Columbia Pictures told this particular actor that he was never, ever going to make it in the movie business. The actor was Harrison Ford. Okay, how about this one? This musical group was turned down by every recording company that said, "We don't like their sound, and guitar music is on the way out." They were speaking about the Beatles. A music teacher told Beethoven that as a composer, he was hopeless. Colonel Sanders had the construction of a new road put him out of business in 1967. He went to over 1,000 places trying to sell his before he was interested in his 11 herbs. And 7 years later, at the age of 75, Colonel Sanders sold his fried chicken company for $15 million. How about this one? Henry Ford, the first maker of the automobile, failed and went broke 5 times before he finally succeeded. Walt Disney was fired. He was actually fired by a newspaper editor because he told them that he lacked imagination and that he had no original ideas. The movie Star Wars was rejected by every movie studio in Hollywood before 20th Century Fox finally produced it, and it went on to be one of the largest grossing movies in film history. Dr. Seuss's first children's book, And So You Think, and To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, it was rejected by 27 publishers. The 28th publisher, Vanguard Press, took a chance on him, and it sold 6 million copies of the book. So the Posse of Angels is reminding all of us that it is never God and the angels who give up on us. It is we that stop trusting, having hope, and believing in ourselves and our dreams. And when I asked for a little bit more of an additional message from my animal cards, this lovely animal came sauntering in. We have lovely Lizard. Hello, Mr. Lizard. He's reminding all of us that we have a sixth sense, and we have the ability to create in our vast limitless imaginations by visualizing worlds that we dream about in order to create them in the physical world. The magical essence that is within Lizard, this dream time, is part of each and every one of us. And the more we make time for passionately creating things like artistic pursuits and dreaming, then we will allow our imaginations to flourish and to show and demonstrate to the universe exactly what we wish to manifest and experience in our lives. This is so because this is how the energies work in the fifth dimension. Mr. Lizard is reminding all of us to not only keep our dreams alive, but to give them the inspired action as fuel and focus to then energetically manifest our dreams into our realities. So thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Lizard, for coming in and helping us today. Just take a few seconds to think. How much time, reflective time, do you allow yourself to maybe just sit out in nature? Take a walk with no other agenda, but just to visualize and imagine all of those things that are your heartfelt wishes. Close your eyes and imagine yourself in that dream job. That's what Jim did. He turned his sad and sorry energies from always putting his emphasis on not getting a job to thanking the universe for his amazing job, thanking the universe for the beautiful people that he would be working with, thanking the universe for working with like-minded people in a beautiful environment in just the right location. And voila, this is what he came up with. So you are no different to Jim. And if you've been having troubles with realizing a dream, take that time out to then put those energies into that imagining and having belief that it will happen. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. You can always call into the show on 1-800-930-2819, and we'll see you after this quick break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD. Letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And if you're tuning in now, you might have missed the first part of the show, I was speaking about how with belief, hope, and with faith, that miracles do happen. And that's the energy that you put into your dreams. Each one of us is so special and so unique that our dreams may, some other people may have similar dreams, but each of us is creating our own universe, our own reality. Actually, in my book, Angels of Faith, there's a poem in the front, which I would like to read to you, and it just shows how very special and unique each one of us is. And the poem goes like this. An angel once drew near to me and said in heavenly voice, I will give you but one wish. Pray, what will be your choice? I said, my godly messenger, I've traveled far and wide. I've had the best of teachers. You see, I'm not untried. And if I must but make one wish, my mind is clear and free. For rather than own all the world, let me but myself be. The greatest thing that we can offer the world is ourselves and just being who we are. Because there's nobody like us in any space, time, and dimension. Somebody may be similar, but we have each such an exceptionally unique and special vibratory and frequency that there is nobody like us. So your job is being you and having belief, hope, and faith in yourself to create your dreams. Let's go to those callers. We have Karina, and Karina's calling all the way from Peru. Karina, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. I did not want to miss your show, even though I was over here. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
The reason for my call is, that I kind of missed an opportunity yesterday, well, today, actually, to get some of the Peruvian, like, healing. And it was like I wasn't really prepared. But at the same time, there was other things that had to go along with it, and you know, abstain from certain things, and I don't know if it was the right time or not. Did I make a mistake? Because I'm here, and I'm like, oh, I kind of wish I would have done it, and it's a little too late, I think. Or is there something that I should look for still here?
Okay, first of all, there are no mistakes. And we don't miss out on an okay. Everything comes from, okay. If you look at life this way, which is it is so, then not having the healing is actually for your benefit. Now, how much longer are you in Peru for?
Saturday.
Till Saturday. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. So there's a few days left. Either there will be another opportunity for you to go for this healing, or there won't be. But either way, if we can train ourselves, and it's something that needs to be practiced, if we can train ourselves to say, thank you for me missing the healing. Because even though I can't see it with my limited human physical vision, I know that it's for my highest good. Maybe something would have happened there. Maybe on the way to this, the person giving the healing, maybe they have disparate energies to you. I mean, we just do not know all of the, things that could happen. And so there are no missed opportunities. Put it that way. Absolutely not. If you are supposed to get something done to you or experience something, it will come around again. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So the more you can say thank you.
thank you. I mean, some people are stopped from, you know, oh, I booked a year in advance with this particular healer or psychic reader or whatever, and on the way there, I got a flat tire, and they're so busy that they can't take me for another year. Well, who knows if that flat tire stopped you from having an accident in which you would have been, you know, paralyzed or something would have happened. The angels certainly cannot interfere with free will. And a lot of times we need to learn our lessons in contrast, so they'll open, you know, ways for you to get someplace, experience something and say, oh, I learned a lesson from that. But they have enough weaponry in their arsenal to keep us safe and to, you know, to guide us through life. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out for our lovely Corinna. How long have you been in Peru for?
Since Saturday. So it's a 10-day trip. And I actually, you know, did pray for some healing here. And then everything kind of lined up and this came around. But then at the same time, there was some things that if I, you know, would have done it, I had to get the full experience, you know, I would have to have some abstinence. And I was going to go home. And anyways, it was just, I don't know. It didn't feel 100% like it was going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Okay, so it was for the greatest good of yourself, for the greatest good of all concerned. But like I said, you know, it doesn't mean that another opportunity may not open up before you go on Saturday. Just release it and say, it is for my highest good. I feel this trip in itself was the healing. I feel like you have had a past life. Have you been to Peru before?
No.
Okay. I feel like you have had a past life in Peru, and that's why you were drawn to go there. So and there were a lot of things that happened in that lifetime that just by you returning there with your new energies and your new enlightened consciousness are being healed. For you returning stronger, more empowered, strengthened, and turning up on your own terms, they're saying. That's what they're saying. So it may not be so much that there was a particular healer that you needed to go to, but that this trip is 100%, they're saying, is a healing journey for you to return there. Wow.
That's amazing. I did feel very happy being here. As soon as I got here, I felt very happy for the country because it feels like it's progressing. And it gave me an energy of progression. Like, people want to progress. People want to do well here. And it was just a very... I don't know, very satisfying feeling for them, for me, for them. I was very happy for them.
Yeah. And you're happy for you as well, because by going back, it's really going back. It's like going back home for you. You're able now to close doors. You feel a sense of closure and completion. I'm just getting shivers all over. Now you can face going back there a completely different person. Isn't that wonderful? The first card that's coming out for you is the Fool card. Never means you're a fool. It means that this is a new beginning in which you're experiencing life and experiencing this from a whole different viewpoint, a viewpoint of innocence, of a child allowing yourself to be led, just like you allowed yourself to be led to take this trip back there. The Fool card is not a one card. It's the first card in the tarot deck. It's a zero because you've come full circle. The next card for you is the Six of Cups. This is a wonderful card. This is a card of the past coming back and you being sentimental. Now, I would actually do some rituals when you're there. Go out in nature, allow yourself to be led perhaps to some sacred spots or something like that, and just close your eyes and visualize your life then and to bring it back into closure now. This is the card of sentimentality and the card about the past coming back to us again. And the next card is the Three of Pentacles. And this is the card about feeling that abundance and being recognized for who you are, and not being afraid to step up and show the world that perhaps in that former life there was a lot of hiding of who you are and what you believe in. But certainly you've gone back as a whole, different, conscious, and enlightened being. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Karina.
Very, very much. Thank you so much. And God bless you, Claire. And
thank you.
Many blessings to you. And I will send you positive energy.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Karina. Take care. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Bye. Bye-bye. Isn't that lovely? All the way from Peru. Let's go from Peru to Washington. We have Wendy in Washington. Wendy, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff and Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Candy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I was calling to ask if my angels have a message for me regarding my abundance, my career, and my life partner.
Lots of different things in there. Okay. And your life partner. Okay. Are you currently partnered?
I am not.
Okay. All right. All right. We can only experience our abundance in our careers and abundance in that beloved partner of ours if there's an abundance inside of ourselves. Let's take your career. Are you doing what you absolutely adore doing now?
Yes.
Okay.
I have recently transitioned from the 9-to-5 traditional employment to having my own business, and it's just been a process of building it.
Okay, lovely. Then they're applauding you. They're applauding you and saying all those whisperings in your ear, all of those pokings that your angels were giving you, and all of those intuitive hits that enough is enough. I have to get out of that 9-to-5 and doing what I absolutely adore doing. Now, they want you to know that you would not have co-created this in order for it to go nowhere. Many of us in the conscious collective, where we are at the moment, is we've built that foundation. We've built the business, you know, even if it's a new business. We've taken that step to put things in order for then the new to come in. They're saying that with this business, you will notice connections and opportunities to help build it. When did you start this business?
Just about a year ago, full time, and I had been doing it part time for several years before that.
Okay. They want you to know that connections and opportunities coming in. Okay, they want you to know that going on into summer and also specifically in the fall, new connections and new opportunities will come in to help your business to flourish, to expand. They're saying don't force anything because... Mm-hmm. Because we are in the fifth dimension, and the fifth dimension is all about us just being ourselves, creating our lives through inspired, passionate, enthusiastic, and excitable, abundant action. And then the connections and opportunities magically show up for us. And they want you to know that this is happening for you as well. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been intuitively led to start this business. Now, they're saying your life partner, is coming, but they're saying it was almost more important for you as a form of individual expression to get this done and to put this in place. And then that is going to attract this life partner of yours. There was a specific way because I've written about this in my book, I'm an Angelic Walk-In, the twin flames, Pete and myself, how we met. And the only reason that this would happen is because we were two independent, loving people in and of ourselves. We didn't lean on each other. There was no codependency. You know, it's like we're two pillars holding up the same temple, roof of the temple, and we let the winds of heaven dance between the two of us. You know, you could have met this life partner a year ago and they could have rescued you and saved you from the 9-to-5. Let's say that they were a millionaire or whatever, you'd never have to work again in your life, but there would have always been something that was missing in your heart that came back in this lifetime and said, I will have the faith, the belief, and the trust that I can do this. I can do this, and I don't want to stand before the Etheric Council after I am not in this physical anymore and say, the one thing I regret is never starting this business. There's nothing worse. Mm-hmm. There's nothing worse as souls when you're standing there and saying, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I take the chance? Why didn't I believe in myself and God and the angels? So they're saying the career had to come first, or the business, not so much the career, but the business and that opportunity had to be formulated by you and you alone. And they're saying the connections and opportunities are coming in for that. Your job is, you know, there's your business, there's your life partner who's coming to you. You're the abundance in the middle. And they're saying, Wendy, nourish and nurture your soul. Raise your vibrational frequency the highest that you possibly can. Be a little child again. Dance, sing, eat lollipops if that makes you wiggle and makes you happy. Whatever that is, you know, to hell with the, you know, it's landing on my hips or whatever. You know, sometimes you just got to grab some cotton candy and be a kid. And enjoy, they're also saying, and this goes for a lot of people, enjoy your humanness. Okay, because it's not just about fulfilling a mission. It's about enjoying our humanness. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. I'm very excited about this new business of yours and how it is just going to draw.
Thank you.
It's going to draw the same opportunities or the same vibrational frequency that's inside of you. That's what's going to make the universe wiggle and bring those opportunities and connections, because it's getting those people and those situations excited to be aligned with you. The card that's coming out for you is the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups is traditionally about taking it easy, taking a breath, not worrying and stressing so much, and not trying to figure life out. Okay? You've done the hard yards. They're saying, take time this summer to relax, to really enjoy it. Go grab a book, go lie on the grass, go do whatever really makes your heart sing. There's a dragonfly that they're drawing my eye to, and the dragonfly is all about change and transformation. Okay? And change is coming in for you with this business, definitely. Next card that's coming in, oh my gosh, I love it. This is the Eight of Wands. The Eight of Wands is communication coming into you, and it's going to come in very fast. And your life is not going to be the same after this. In fact, when you get this communication, Wendy, I want you to send me an email. Send it to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com. This is going to come in, and it's going to take your business to a whole new level. Let go of what you think this is going to be, because in your wildest dreams, you can't figure this out. It's going to be so convoluted how the universe is going to put all those dots and figures together, and then people are going to want to give you money. Six of Pentacles is the giving and the receiving. Somebody may like this so much that they want to partner with you or get involved in some way. So I hope all this has been helpful. I'm itching to know how this is going to work, how this is going to work out for you, but it's going to work out for the best, because they're saying, thank you, Wendy. thank you for honoring your soul and stepping up. I'm just getting all goosies over and stepping up when you heard your intuition to create this business. So I hope that's been helpful.
It's been tremendously helpful. This is so on point and very, very appreciated. So I will be happy to send you that email.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Lots
you
of
so
love.
Much, Candy.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Beth. We've got Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm really, really well. Nice and sunny here in Santa Monica. Might grace the grace nature with my presence and get out of my office and go speak to the squirrels and the birds.
Yay. It's so beautiful out. I know. So your show is really perfect timing with what's been happening with me. I've been practicing, like you said, and to just be in the moment and to be grateful for just the excitement of the possibility and possibilities, just staying with the possibilities and declaring my surrendering over to spirit and the 5D that I had this dialogue with my doctor on Friday. And he made some comments that were really 3D about my script. And then I said, well, that's 5D spirit telling me that I don't have to do that 3D, that spirit's very clear about what my passion is and what I don't do and don't want to do with this project. And then went home that night and had another dialogue with spirit and then woke up the next morning and a company called that were choosing me to work with, that were going to provide me with everything I was needing. And had no idea that that was even out there. And it just blew my mind. It was like, wow, the 5D, it's so true. If you are willing to just stay in the moment and see and feel the truth about how you align with that dream and just stay in the joy of that and just be, confident that you don't have, like I told my doctor, I'm not going to push. I'm not participating in that 3D game. And I'm very clear that that's not what spirit knows. I'm not going to do that. And then it just showed up. It was so miraculous. And it just keeps happening like that now. It's like it was before. It's just,
There's no pushing anymore. There's no pushing. There's no trying to figure things out. And it's going to happen, and it's happening so miraculously that all we can do is just shake our heads and just know that we're in a very, very different dimension. So I'm going to pull three cards. These three cards are for the company that contacted you and for the whole energy aligning you with this. Know that if anyone is listening to this program, their energies are such that on some level they ask that they don't want lessons anymore in hardship, in contrast, and adversity. They want things to be graceful. They want things to be easy. They want things to be, come in flowing with like-minded people. We are drawing a very different... Amen. We're drawing a very different tribe to ourselves now. If this has happened, which it has, this miraculous event for you, it is for your highest good. And the first card coming out for it is Temperance. And the Temperance card is about balance. This is balancing out your life. This was the thing that was missing. This was the missing piece. That is that money was flowing, they're telling money was flowing in your life, relationships were flowing in your life, material standards were flowing in your life. There was one part that you still felt that was out, not out of whack, but not balanced. And this is balancing your life. Your emotional cup. Is going to be overflowing. There's a cup there. And it's got green liquid in it, which is interesting. It's the green which is coming out from nature and filling this cup, which is a very healing energy for you too, knowing that when you were asked to write this screenplay by the divine, then it's come full circle for it to go out in the world now. The next card that's coming out for you is the Four of Pentacles. Now, the Four of Pentacles is about holding on to money too tight or spending it too frivolously. But the Four they're showing me is a very strong foundation, a very strong foundation. Now, sometimes you have to spend a little bit of money in order, and it's they're saying the money that you spent is an investment. That's what they're saying with this card. And the Four is a very strong foundation. The next card that's coming out for you is the Seven of Pentacles. And this card is all about the seeds that you planted. And they're going years and years ago you planted these seeds, but now you're just like this guy is getting the wine from the grapes, you're starting to celebrate and to receive all the blossoming of those seeds in your life. So I am so happy for you. There's just such a feeling of brings tears to my eyes. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Beth.
Oh yes, thank you. I feel emotionally very, very excited and full. I have my hands up in the air while you're talking. It was very exciting. Thank you.
I'm sending you so much love. Let us know how this progresses, and I'm so happy
for
you.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you so much for being you. Okay, love
you're welcome. Love you. Bye. And that just about wraps up our show for today. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for those callers calling in from near and far, California, Peru, Washington. Angel Healing House is all over the place. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to go to my website, if you're interested in my beautiful books, Angels of Faith, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, about my past lives and my time spent in heaven, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, please go to angelhealinghouse.com. And do remember to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself this week. Love, and as always, angel blessings. And I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.